Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am delighted to be here for another one of my shorty episodes where we are sharing some quick fire tips to help you build your brand, build your credibility in the workplace. And ultimately, I want to see you get promoted into one of those senior leadership positions. And so today's must-have, must-do actions is all around tracking success. And the reason why we do that is it's very easy to get sucked into the doing and the operational side of your role without actually taking that objective step back regularly and asking yourself, look, am I on track? Am I actually delivering? Am I actually doing all the things that I need to do to build my profile and build my career? So today's must-dos are all around creating essentially a success tracker. I talk a lot about success tracking in my business, which is about becoming really consciously aware about what you're delivering and how you're making an impact to your business. Because if you are not aware of the impact that you're making, then it's very, very difficult to assume that your stakeholders are aware themselves. It's really important that we know for ourselves what our value is before we sort of express it and hope that other people see it in us. So what I'd love to let you know about is another one of our tools. You can get the 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted, which is one of our really, really most popular downloads. You can get that by going to rebeccasfreegift.com. Just go straight to that URL and you will get access to that beautiful, beautiful download. And it is full of really effective strategies that I've coached over the last 14 years of running my coaching practice. So grab your copy, rebeccasfreegift.com. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the 3 must-dos around tracking your success. Like I say, it's very easy to feel invisible in the corporate space unless you're being really purposeful about showing how what you're doing equates to value and how what you're doing makes a difference to your organization. So we've got to get proactive and we've got to monitor progress. So my first must do is understanding whether or not your role and your KPIs are super duper clear. Because it's amazing. I always find it's absolutely fascinating how many of the ladies I work with in the first instance, and I ask them to give me their job description and their KPIs, and they're not there. They don't have them. They've not been agreed with their boss or their boss's boss. And it's really important that you have those things in place, because how can you track whether or not you're making a difference? How can you track whether or not you're actually making an impact? We want to be able to quantify the impact we're making. We want to be able to talk about the value that we're adding and be really clear about how you've gone from here to there. So you need to have that clear role in place and you need to have clear KPIs in place that are also agreed with your boss. The second thing is about understanding what you've actually already achieved. It's very easy to go from the next project to the next project without actually acknowledging what's already been achieved. And this is such a critical part of building your career and your executive profile. You really, really need to get into the habit of thinking about what your wins are, where you've had success, and documenting them so that when you come to those performance reviews, when you come to having those conversations with your boss about getting those next opportunities, you are armed and you are ready with core value that you have been adding already. The third must do for your success tracker is running a critical assessment. What do I mean by that? It's really important every 90 days or so that you sit down and you look at the value you've been adding and you look at the results you've been getting and you just get super critical about what's going on for you. So just look at it objectively. Ask yourself, based on the results you're getting, what needs to change? You know, whose support do I actually need here that I don't have right now? What maybe needs to be dropped? What projects just need to stop entirely? Whose buy-in would be really valuable? These are really important, critical questions that you can be asking yourself every 90 days or so to make sure you're staying on track. So I hope you've really enjoyed today's must-dos around tracking your success. Like I say, I can't iterate enough how important it is to become really proactive and effective at monitoring your progress so that you can start talking about it with much greater confidence and authenticity. So as I said before, if you want to get hold of some more resources, head to rebeccasfreegift.com. You will get the most fantastic download, 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted. It is our most popular download by a mile, and everyone loves this one. So do get your hands on it. And I can't wait to see you next week.